Syrian state television is reporting that weapons inspectors from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, or OPCW, have been allowed into Douma. Douma, of course, is the site of a suspected chemical weapons attack earlier this month. Before today, Russian and Syrian officials had stopped the team from reaching Douma because the investigators didn't have the right UN permissions. Now, that kind of delay is one of the major challenges of this type of work. Jerry Smith knows this well. He's a former OPCW inspector who worked in Syria in 2013. He joined us earlier from Salisbury in the UK. All right, so we are seeing this in real time. The investigators can't just go wherever they want, whenever they want. This all has to be negotiated with the Syrian government, huh?
Sure, yeah. The key thing is with this kind of international investigations is it all requires a mandate, and that mandate has to be agreed by everybody. So, you know, these guys are not world police that can just go in anywhere. They have to be given the approvals and to make all their preparations and stuff entirely with the approval of the host state.
But I would imagine an investigation like this is somewhat time sensitive. I mean, as the days go by, is it going to get harder to tell what happened?
Yeah, I mean, again, with any investigation, that's the case, and particularly with something like this. So, you know, if you think about how we have a police investigation in our country, then, you know, we have the scene is cordoned off rapidly. We have make sure that access control there. We have the police starting to deal with the crime scene almost immediately. With something like this, we've had over a week now where people, lots of different people, we don't know who, may have traipsed in and out of that. And the other thing is that there's the potential for the material, if it is a gas attack, a chemical weapons attack, then that material is degrading in the atmosphere. So every day, the chances of getting good hits, good sampling becomes less and less.
We should say that the mandate of the OPCW is not to determine who carried out this attack, but simply to determine what weapons were used. Could their findings, though, shed any light on who might be behind this?
Yeah, absolutely. They, as you said, the mandate is tight. It's about the what. It's not the who. This is, again, it's important because it has to be agreed in the international community. And, we've got a whole bunch of stakeholders, some of whom don't agree with each other, whether, you know, the Syrian government on one side and Russia and Iran and then the US, UK and others on the other. So, yeah, really complex. And what they need to do then is just arrange and agree and go for the investigation as soon as they can.
Yeah, a complex situation that you have actually found yourself in the center of, right? You went to Syria in 2013 to lead an effort to get Bashar al-Assad to give up his chemical weapons. He did hand over more than 1,000 tons of chemical weapons by some estimates. Is it clear to you now that he withheld some or made new ones?
Well, going back that time there, you know, I guess President Obama had a tough call to make. He had the options to either accept the Syrian declaration, and I guess he would have had some pretty major intelligence on what the US and the West thought Syria had, or to go for the bombing option. Syria was not, or the Syrian government was not in the position of power it is now. So I guess he looked at that and a risk assessment said, well, if we bomb, we might not get very much out and we may even have to send in troops to secure. So let's get out what Syria declares. Have they kept some back? Well, there's a distinct possibility. And I think, sadly, we've seen a few events over the past few years where sarin has been used, and that's been demonstrated quite clearly by the UN guys. And therefore, it would appear that some's been kept back. I guess the alternative is that they've made more, but I suspect the former is the more likely.
Jerry, how realistic do you think it is that the West could prevent al-Assad from using chemical weapons again without actually removing him from power?
I think that's a tough one. Essentially, the genie's out of the bottle. Chemical weapons are a bully's weapon. They're not for modern day warfare from any of the advanced countries, but they can still be used by bullies. It's a tough one to prevent them from doing it.
Jerry Smith is former weapons inspector who founded the security firm Ramehead Consulting International. He joined us via Skype. Jerry, thanks so much.
Thank you.